now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
This week on the show, we are joined by Darren Long to reveal a brand new Tiki Delight song for you, plus new music from Kim Nazarian, who teams up with John Pizzarelli for a cool little track. Got a movie review for you, an old movie, but an interesting one I think you might like to check out. Got a cool gift idea for the Sinatra fan in your life, and an interesting way that Johnny Walker has been advertised. More on that soon on The Cocktail Nation. Right now, Rachel Caswell.
Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come down. Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come down. Fa do da, fa do do bebe da, la da do da, fa do do bebe da, la da do da, la do da, la do da. I'll never see. Flower, our hearts are one. Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come it on. Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come it on. Fava do da, fatida do bebe, da la da da da, fatida do. Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come it up. Agua de bebe, agua de bebe, come it up. Fava do da, fatida do bebe, da la da do da, fatida do bebe, da la da do da, la do da, la do da.
This is the Cocktail Nation. Thanks to ultraswank.net.
We'll be right back.
Cocktail Nation, lounge leader Coop Cooper and the Hollywood Studio Orchestra there with the Pink Panther theme. And I just got word of a special book which has just been released through Bear Manor Media regarding the Pink Panther. And we'll talk about this in coming shows. The book is called Think Pink. And it's written by a fellow by the name of Mark Arnold. It's the DePatie Freelang story out of 1963. It's to do with the production company that put together the iconic Pink Panther. More on that in coming weeks here at the Cocktail Nation. But if you'd like to check out the book, it's available via Bear Manor Media. Darren Long from the Tiki Delights and, of course, Pastime Album Clocks joins me on the show.
How Darren? You doing, Coop?
Good, good. Now, look, I understand that ahead of the Sinatra 100th birthday, for PastimeAlbumClocks.com, you've managed to come up with something very special.
Yeah, you know, I decided I'd had a couple of Sinatra clocks on there before and some other crooners, and I thought, I'm really going to beef this up for his birthday party. His birthday this year. And so I just put together some new clocks from my collection. And so there's eight or nine on there right now that kind of cover the whole period from Capitol to Reprise. And it's called the Sinatra Series if you go to the website, pastimealbumclocks.com.
And for people who maybe are unaware of what you do, basically, you take old album covers and then you magically turn them into clocks.
Yeah, it's not really magic, but it's a little bit of work involved. But I always joke that it's kind of like part historian, part archivist, part dental hygienist, you know, because you're using these little tools and you're cutting the cardboard out and you're trimming off the bad stuff and kind of working with something that's. You know, most of these covers, as you know, they're 50 years old, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And made out of cardboard, really good cardboard. So there's a little bit of restoration work on them before the clock goes on there. Then they're mounted to foam board. Then you drill a hole and do this kind of thing.
Mm.
So there's a little bit of labor involved in it, but it's a lot of fun.
They look fantastic. I'm literally just turning around to look at my... Carmen Cavallaro cocktail time clock,
yeah.
Which is literally right behind me in the studio here. And they're great quality. They look fantastic. They work well. And like you said, you know, it's not just the flimsy cardboard from the album cover. It's beefed up to give it some strength, and they look fantastic. Now, just quickly, what are the ones that you've got available out of the Sinatra series?
Well, we've got the September of My Years album. On Reprise.
Great album.
Which a lot of these that I picked have, instead of photographs on the front, they're the classic artwork that those record labels put out. And the Capitol and Reprise had some great artist rendition stuff. So September of My Years, like that, Where Are You on Capitol Records is the artist thing. I think the only one with a picture on it that's a real picture photograph is Strangers in the Night album or Sinatra's in the Studio.
Yeah.
And then That's Life, Come Fly With Me, Only the Lonely, Point of No Return are all artist rendition things that are really neat.
Fantastic. Like,
you know, real classic Sinatra with the trench coat and the hat and the street lamp and and a hat, always a hat.
A great gift for a Sinatra fan, of course, as we head into the 100th anniversary of the chairman of the board. What's the price on these?
These are $40.
$40. Easy.
Yeah, which is a lot cheaper than if you bought the Jack Daniel's commemorative bottle, which is like $165. So.
And you'll probably drink that.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't save it. That's the problem.
And the best place to grab these, of course, is pastimealbumclocks.com. Easy to get. Darren, the other big news, too, of course, a new release for the Tiki Delights, which we're going to play in just a moment.
Yeah, you know, I've been in the studio all year, actually, chipping away at a new CD to be called Swank. You know, you played Swank last year.
Love it, yeah.
And I've been keeping the lounge theme going. Everything on this project's going to be lounge. Then we'll eventually go back to Exotica and some other ideas I have. I already got material written from 2 years ago. But this is one of the first ones we started working on called Cosmopolitan, which is I wanted a real 60s kind of instrumental.
Yeah.
It kind of started out as a Tijuana Brass type thing, In the meantime, our buddy Mark Riddle of the Quiet Village podcast, and or Marty Lush, however you want to refer to him, he's got multiple personalities. He said, hey, anytime you want me to play some vibes on the Tiki Delight stuff, just say the word, you know, shout. So I thank him very much for that. And then I finally came up with this song here. I decided to take it from a Herb Albert thing into kind of the George Shearing thing, where you've got the piano and vibes playing in unison, which is what Martin Denny used to on a lot of stuff like Jungle Flower.
Yeah.
So Mark was gracious enough to want to play on the song, and the cool thing was he cut his tracks out in Los Angeles, and I'm in Nashville, of course. So by technology, we send him files, he was able to record his stuff, send it back to us, drop it into the studio. And I think it came out really great, and I'm really proud of it. And he did a killer job. And that's a real treat to have him on this recording.
Yeah, not a whole lot of vibes players around there of his quality. Well, let's give it a spin. The best place to grab it, if you like it, you want to grab this for your collection?
It's going to be available right now just as a single song. The basic things like iTunes, Amazon, Spotify.
Easy to get.
All right, TV Baby.
Let's give it a spin. The Tiki Delights and Cosmopolitan. Don't forget to grab those clocks as well. Pastimealbumclocks.com for the Sinatra 100th anniversary. Darren, it's great to talk to you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Coop. Always appreciate it.
For your hi-fi.
The Cocktail Nation with the king of C-grade celebs, Coop Cooper.
It's the Swank Party. That is the Cocktail Nation as we broadcast from the penthouse from the 2013 album Madman on the Rocks, David Carbonara and Bunny's Bop. I was flicking around Netflix the other night, and through the amazing technology that is the internet, I've managed to actually tune into the American Netflix, which is fantastic. It has about 8,000 movies and TV shows. I think ours here in Australia, which has only just recently come to Australia, has about 3,000. Anyway, there's a cool little trick. You can actually trick it thinking that you're somewhere else. So I've done that. It's actually designed to help you use your Netflix when you travel overseas. But with a little bit of tweaking, you can be pretty much anywhere in the world. But the great thing about this is I can talk about shows that you can watch too, because so many Cocktail Nation listeners are actually in the United States. Here's a film that I'd love you to check out. It's called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. It's actually from 2002. And it's all about a fellow by the name of Chuck Barris. It's all based on his 1982 autobiography, in which he claims that he was a CIA hitman while he was working on shows such as The Dating Game and The Newlywed Game. It's directed by George Clooney, who also stars in it as Barris's CIA handler. Julia Roberts is in this as well. Dick Clark makes an appearance. It's pretty amazing because it seems so unlikely, but one of the cool things is that they start in the 1940s and work right through to the 1970s. But some pretty cool footage in this film, but I think that the concept is a little bit exaggerated. It's called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. So it's in the thriller section. Right now, from the Elmer Bernstein Staccato soundtrack, this is Night Mood on the Cocteau Nation.
I assume your wives are not with you, as the very title of our piece is sufficient to strike terror in their hearts and cause them to remain at home in their kitchens, where they belong.
The Cocteau Nation.
Thank you. Here comes the music.
Do I look bothered?
Oh, you are awful, but I like you.
Everybody's voting for the friendly voice of radio, the people's choice. Music, weather, sports and news, it's radio, the people choose. Everybody's swinging to the swinging voice of radio, the people's choice. Big fry, small fry, dawn to dawn, it's radio that turns them on. Swinging, singing, a million sounds you want to hear. It's a landslide every year. Everybody's dialing in the smiling voice of radio, the people's choice. East coast, west coast, in between, it's radio that makes the scene.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Osom de Jazz and Nana. It's largely to Coop Cooper. Do check out last week's show, Last of the Secret Agents. A very good show with Kramer stopping by to talk about that movie. We also did an MPS show as well the week before that, so do check them out online. CocktailNation.net. Johnny Walker Blue Label has followed up with last year's stylishly branded 11-minute film, this time Gentleman's Wager, the second act starring Jude Law. I've got the links up for you up on the Cocktail Nation website. This is a very, very stylish way of advertising Johnny Walker Blue Label, in which Jude Law, on a bet, races a car to Monaco, a vintage car. Some amazing scenery and a very cool, stylish man that Jude Law is. Some people have suggested that maybe, just maybe, this could be an extended audition tape for the James Bond future roles, with word that Daniel Craig won't be doing it anymore. I don't know about that. I just can't see Jude Law as James Bond material. I think he might need a little bit more hair too to sort of fit into that mold, and I think he'd probably need a whole lot more muscle. But anyway, check it out. It's quite a gloriously swank 11 minutes advertising Johnny Walker Blue Label. But I'll tell you what, I'm talking about it. Time for a look at the water swank now. PastimeAlbumClocks.com with the brand new Sinatra series to check out. Jack Crosley, he's got his weekly Al Jolson tribute show in New York City at Don't Tell Mama Gotham Jazz Club. Cool place to hang out on Wednesday night. November 21, at The Loop, it's Makahiki. Salon Noir, November 28, in Frankfurt at the Orange Peel. Weekend at Sinatra's, just around the corner, December 11. And if you'd like some more gigs, check out the World of Swank gig guide on the website cocktailnation.net. Lots more there. Here's Skip Heller and Lonely on the Cocktail Nation.
in a time. In a world in a time.
The Cocktail Nation.
Join the man who is about to receive a very different glass eye. A tiny television camera. Handy for espionage.
Don't you dare come back if you let the Russians get their dirty hands on that microfilm.
Broadcasting from the Sydney penthouse.
The Lounge Lothario. Cooper. Cocktail Nation.
Is it yes? Is it no? 'Cause it's gotta be this, gotta be that, gotta be what? If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't dark, it's light. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that. If you ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't big, it's frank. It's gotta be this or that. Who can it be if it ain't me? I know it's not your mother. Can't you see it's gotta be one way or the other? Tell me what I must know. If you don't like, I'll go. If it ain't yes, it's no. It's gotta be this or that.
I know, but baby, what I really wanted to say is spring's around the corner. Good things come to those who wait.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm gonna take your word?
All I want is your happiness.
Now you say that.
Yeah, and I mean it. Okay.
Gotta be this or that. If it ain't old, it's new.
Oh, if it ain't me, it's you.
If it ain't much,
it's few.
It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sea, it's a land.
If you ain't praised, you're panned.
If it ain't fresh,
it's canned.
It's gotta be this or that. Who can it be?
Oh, no.
If it ain't me, I know it's not your mother.
Can't you see? It's gotta be
one way or the other. Tell me what I must know.
If you don't like, I'll go.
If it ain't yes,
it's no.
It's gotta be this or that.
Is it yes?
I don't know.
Then I guess I'll just go.
No, you won't go. It's gotta be this.
Fighting international terrorism by living fabulously. It's Coop Cooper and the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Cuba Robert Irving III and Energy. That's from the album Our Space in Time. Also played a cool track there from Kim Nazarian with John Pizzarelli. It's called Gotta Be This or That. Online, cocktailnation.net, if you'd like to follow what's going on the show. Links to our social media there as well. And Jackie Gleason now on the Cocktail Nation.
We'll be right back. Cocktail Nation.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh, I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you, as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. My heart won't try.
Central Sydney. A man. A microphone.
No.
A dimly lit apartment. And a smoking jacket. The Cocktail Nation.
Donation, Lance Leader, Coop Cooper, Al Hurt, Music to Watch Girls By. Next week, we're going to be talking about the new Bond film, Spectre. I'm going to leave you with Herbie Mann now, and Fever. Stay here.